Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, so glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday night. It's a wet, rainy, gross, pathetic night in New York. It really is. It snowed earlier today, and I thought, oh, this is going to be the one time of year we have this like cute little white, fluffy stuff that comes down. Because, you know, we just didn't have the start to the new year without at least some slipping and sliding. But it came, and then it got warm, and now it's melting, and now it's raining, and it's just weird. But welcome to 2015. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough here. Steven is not here. This comes as a surprise to some of you. I don't even actually know why he's not here tonight, to be candid with you. Because he promised, he pledged, he said, I'm going to be there. It's the last text I got, and this is the honest to goodness truth. In fact, I think if we have, yeah, we can do this. Can we zoom in on this, Nick? Let's see if I can pull this up. Yeah. So I've got the new iPhone thing here. He says, "I have chickens now. My wife insists are a good source of frustration, but I love the fresh eggs." What does that mean? I don't know, but I'm confused. Anyway, he has chickens now, so he's not with us tonight. We'll be with us hopefully next week. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hey, it's you may have noticed we dropped the ball. Everything started over again. Everybody's already broken all the resolutions that they set, including the I'm going to eat better. So it that didn't last hardly any time at all. And now we are full-fledged into a bunch of stuff that I've just dreaded. Everyone is pronouncing Jeb Bush the new nominee for the Republicans. Please, no, God. And then they're also saying that, we're going to have to be inundated with stories. In fact, my colleague Brian Whitman, who is on the morning show at KRLA, in Los Angeles, he just put me through all kinds of depression today because he posted on Facebook that this would be the first of what he believed would be literally millions of articles talking about the 2016 election. And I'm like, I'm just not ready to go back into election mode yet. I'm not. I've had too much fun not talking about politics for the last year. Anyway, so get ready for that. That's going to be fun. And here's the first casualty of it. Tonight, I get this email 10 minutes before 8 o'clock Eastern. Governor Mike Huckabee signed off the air tonight. This is the last show on Fox News Channel. Goodbye. He's gone. It's done. Friends, in case you're wondering, in 2012, he said he was going to announce what his decision was about running, and then he went on his show, and he did a normal show, and he announced that he wasn't running, and he wouldn't be stepping down if he was not going to not run, or going to not run, or not going to run, whichever it is, he would be simply saying, I'm not running, therefore I'm going to stay and do my talk show for a little bit longer. So it looks like Jeb Bush is in. It looks like Governor Huckabee is in. I think he's the guy to beat, actually. I've got a lot of reasons for thinking that. Everybody thinks I'm crazy for that, but I actually do think that. But there's other things that are going on in the world. The president today, now get this, the president said he's going to go on a campaign trail today. Now I'm thinking he can't run again. He's done. It's all over. No, he's not running. But he is back on the trail to try to tout some things that he wants to see pushed forward before the State of the Union. And when I say tout things he would like to see pushed forward, I don't mean that the new Congress is going to help him push them forward. What I mean is he's just going to go do whatever he jolly well wants to himself through executive orders. And we've got several examples of that. He's talking about how he's going to talk about the auto industry in Detroit on Wednesday, and then he's going to talk about education boosts with Vice President Biden on Friday in Tennessee. And let's see, in Phoenix in between, he's going to talk about the recovery of the housing market. But he wants to do all of that so that he can say, this is all the good stuff I've done. Look at what great situations it is in the country. And now we're ready to go make other trouble. And he's ready to unleash what they are saying, a whole mix of executive actions and legislative proposals. But he's really throwing down the gauntlet. If Congress won't work with me, I'm going to do it myself. My humble, graduate school education estimation sounds a lot like he's just not wanting to cooperate with anybody, but he's going to do it. He says he's going to do it. He says if Congress won't work with him, that's what he's going to be forced to do. And we've already seen him do it. Normalizing relations with Cuba. What else? The immigration stuff, which I still don't know to this day. Do any of you in the studio know? Did he actually sign the immigration executive order? Because there was this speculation that he just came out and announced it and then never signed it. And I've not been able to get a straight answer from anybody, including the people in my studio tonight, as to whether that was in fact the case. So anyway, so we got that's going to just start kicking in here in the next couple of days. I've enjoyed the holidays. Didn't enjoy the whole family having the fever, the flu, the snots, everything. I didn't enjoy all of that. But I enjoyed not having to discuss any of this stuff. That was a real reprieve for me. So I thought, what would be kind of interesting tonight? Because there is some stuff that is worth discussing that is going to affect all of our lives fairly significantly, is this new, just raging amount of new laws that are going to be put into place in 2015. Now, CBS News did a whole story on these, and there's some funny ones. There's some kind of insane ones. There's one where, like in New York, it is now against the law to any longer take selfies with tigers. Now, it's easy to have a chuckle and a chortle and a guffaw about all this, but here's the problem. Here's the real problem. Somebody used taxpayer time and money to write that legislation, argue for it on a state level somewhere in I think that's in New York. I think it's here in my own state. And then encouraged colleagues that were all serving on state time, being paid by you and me, the taxpayers, to spend time arguing it and then vote for it, which it then passed and became law. Kev, take a breath. You're getting too excited about this. No, you don't understand. This is fundamentally the problem with what America will face in 2015. We've got all kinds of stuff happening. None of us are paying attention. And if they can get a law passed where it's against the law to take selfies with tigers, imagine the kind of stuff that if they really wanted to be covert about it and really work really hard to get it passed and work out some sort of corrupt compromise with people all around us, that they would probably be able to do. So it's not without some degree of importance that we take a look at this. But I got to get your reaction to this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. There's a bunch of these laws. Here's one in Nevada. Teenage drivers are now going to be punished under a new state law. If they miss classes to a certain extent, they'll have their licenses suspended, their driver's licenses. Now, some people look at that and they say, hey, that sounds like a good idea. It's going to encourage greater attendance in school, and this is going to mean, you know, a lot better turnout for everybody. Is that really how it works? Is that really what the case is? See, here's the problem. If we don't know how to motivate our students to get to go to school on their own for their own well-being, not even like standpoint of truancy or laws that affect that, but just for their own welfare, just for their own good, How bad is it if we have to say, no, we're going to take away other things that you may be perfectly legally able to do in your state because you don't go to school, you're not interested in furthering your education in that way. All right, so the stupid laws of 2015. That's what I want to talk about, and what I want you to engage me on is here's what I want to know: are these a sign that we've lost all control of the legislatures, be they Congress, be they the state, be they locally, wherever the laws emanate from, and that we've really given up and just don't care anymore because we just keep allowing these things to continue to occur? Like, who's gonna sit up every day and read the Albany state legislative schedule to see if there's no more taking selfies with tigers law that's going to be put into place? This is government run completely amok, and it's going to hurt us in the long run. That's my position. Do you agree or disagree? 888-340-3373. Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're joining us on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Little Italy here in Manhattan, and a beautiful night, if you like rain and cold. Welcome to 2015. Baldwin McCullough officially welcoming you in. Stephen Baldwin, evidently in trouble with the law. See, the new laws is what I'm talking about. We're talking about how stupid some of the new stupid laws are. And really what I want to know is, what do stupid laws demonstrate to us? What do they show us? What are the stupid laws that are about to go into effect? What do they say to us, the American people? We've been asleep. We weren't paying attention. We didn't do our job. We're electing the wrong people. Maybe it's a good time to start paying attention. What, from your perspective, I'm going to tell you some of the laws that are going to go into effect in 2015. And from your perspective, I want to know what they say to you about the condition of our nation. Okay? 888-340-3373 is the number. 888-340-3373. Okay, so in California, for example, they've passed a new law about the chicken population. Maybe this is what Stephen was talking about in his text. I'll have to go back to that because maybe he was wanting to weigh in on the topic and it was not the synapses weren't firing. Anyway, for chickens in California, CBS News reports this. It should be a good new year. Living in cages that won't be so cramped, because a new state law that took effect Thursday requires egg-laying hens have enough space to fully extend their limbs. Okay, see, I don't know why we have to have a law that covers that. Like, if you're a farmer and you want to get good eggs made, wouldn't you, like, try to make the hens as comfortable as possible? I mean, think about being married to a pregnant woman and multiply it times 30 hens. The cackling, the uncomfortability, I can't lay my eggs properly, aren't you going to help me here? There's something there that you'd think, oh, the farmer, he's just going to naturally do that because he doesn't want, like, I don't know, distorted eggs. But evidently someone in California said, no, we got to pass a law to make sure. And now what they'll have, because it won't just be the law. Then there will be the regulations that come with the law and the regulators, which means you got to have to pay a whole bunch of people state salaries to come in with their little measuring sticks and go, this wing couldn't clear the edge of the cage by an eighth of an inch. Therefore, we're going to fine you. Oh, now we're starting to see what the stupid laws are about. It's the cash. It's the money in your pocket that they want to take more of. Or is it that? What do the stupid laws that we're about to have just thrown upon us in 2015, what do they say to you? 888-340-3373. If you're watching on Biz TV, same number as if you're listening on radio, 888-340-3373. That's just one law. Okay. Let's see. And shockingly, some economists got together with some news writer, and they put two and two together with that whole chicken cage wing span clearance thing. They are suspecting that it may raise the price of eggs as well. Who could figure? Let's see. Okay, so we covered, that's California. In New York, taking selfies with tigers is now banned by new state law. Not sure how this even became a thing, but evidently on dating websites, Stephen Colbert went and found dudes dudes were having pictures taken with themselves doing the selfie thing with with tigers. Now, I don't know much about why dudes do what they... I'm happily married 12 years. We've got our baby daughter coming at the end of February. McCullough life is good right now. But I'm thinking if you have to pose with a tiger so that your dreadlocks can fly in the wind and you can do the skater pose with it, you might be compensating for something. I'm just taking a shot. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking you're probably not totally at peace with life. All right, so that's in New York. In Nevada, I've already mentioned it, teenage drivers will now have the possibility of losing their driver's license if they don't go to school. I thought failing was the punishment for not going to school. I thought, you know, having a failing grade or being suspended or kicked out, I thought that was good enough. No. Now we have to suspend their driver's license. Which I don't know what all of the angles on all of the revenue. There's a revenue angle on that one, so I will figure it out soon. And then in Louisiana, I'm not sure why. Oh, here's one. Massachusetts. They now have a law where wine can now be shipped from out of state. Why were the people of Massachusetts not being allowed to ship wine from out of state to their house to begin with anyway? What was that? Was there like a vineyard, one vineyard somewhere in Massachusetts that's like, well, if we let the California wines be shipped in, we're going to lose all of our business because we make terrible wine. There's actually several states in the Northeast that are kind of like that. But again, this is government. Like, I don't know. It feels like to me they're going into places that they don't have any business going. In California, it's now they passed a new law to declare the red frog their new official state amphibian. Okay, we need that. Let's see. Okay, so that's the gist of it. There's some. My friend Brian Whitman in California said there's 94 laws that are kind of just dopey that are going into effect in California. Across the country, there's probably in excess of a few hundred. What do these stupid laws show us about ourselves as a country? At the beginning of the new year, 2015, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know from you, because I'm intrinsically curious about this. We keep electing people that keep pulling this kind of stuff, and then somehow they just keep going back. Like nobody pays attention. Line two. Let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Ralph, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm a blessed, bountiful one to you and yours. And let me, I'm talking about stupid laws, and then we go to Obama next, okay? because, you know, under the Geneva Convention, we take no prisoner, okay? How about ceiling losses in the state of New York and that's the whole situation in Staten Island? That was everybody who talks about that was talking about a stupid law, but the man was resisting arrest, okay? They will also tell you that. But that being said, as with regard to Obama, they are unfinished business with the man, okay? And we need to resist now more than ever. In this next 2 years of this month, we need to take the fight to him. And unless the Republican Party gets the act together and change the leadership, primarily John Boehner of Ohio and our guy from Kentucky, you know, McConnell, they remove those two, okay, the only real opposition, Kevin, that I can think of right now to Obama is called Radio, number one, the police, number two, and number three, the Tea Party. All of those entities I support 100%. Okay? I'm, you know, moving forward now, I believe that Obama is a man that is a failure as far as, you know, social experiment goes. He failed at miserably, abysmally, terribly, and dismally. And you can never, ever trust this man.
All right, Ralph, appreciate the call. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Your call's next on how these stupid laws, what they say about us as a nation.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, so glad you're with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough, and show that shot again on the TV channel there, Nick. I want to know, what was I looking at? Oh, that's Times Square, yeah. So if you're joining us, it is a wet, messy night tonight, but that's all the more reason to be by the TV or by the radio and enjoying Baldwin McCullough with you. Steven's gone. He has chickens. That's what he said in his text. I have chickens. And my wife thinks they're interesting. All right. Awesome. By the way, we're grateful that the weekly experiment called Baldwin McCullough Radio is able to be brought to you in part by MyPillow. I got to tell you about my Christmas break because I told you. Did I tell you? Maybe I didn't tell you. The family was just deathly ill all break long. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and then a few weeks went by, and then we got ready for the Christmas break, and we didn't have any family coming. We weren't going anywhere. But everybody in the house except me decided to get as sick as they've ever humanly been. And I was the only one that wasn't, and I was deathly afraid that I was going to get sick every day, you know, waiting on them, wiping the snotty noses, all the rest of it. So we do all of that, and every night I went to my bed, tired as all get out, and put my head on my pillow, and I got the best sleep of my life. And I've never had that experience where I'd be so exhausted, so tired, so worn out. It usually then I don't sleep well because you're just so around the bend. Well, I've been learning a lot since talking with Mike Lindell from MyPillow. The cervical nerves, that's what connects your neck, your shoulders, your head, and your organs. It's all the stuff you got to get relaxed. The MyPillow guarantees that it will. In fact, it guarantees that you will have REM cycle sleep from night one, or they'll refund your money. 60 days, no questions asked, and they'll warranty the pillow for up to 10 years. Now, come on. They would not do that if it wasn't real. Mike Lindell's been on this show. If you want to make a change in 2015 that's going to give you an advantage, an edge, to get all of your other stuff done that you want to accomplish, get better sleep. And you get better sleep by getting a better pillow. MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And if you use my promo code KMC when you get on MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, you're going to get 50% off everything in the shopping cart just because you use the words KMC. You can also call them and use my promo code. It's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, or promo code KMC when you call or when you go online. But, friends, do this for yourself. In fact, I just found out this week there's some talk radio hosts in North Carolina that are in desperate need of some good sleep. I'm going to be sending them personally some MyPillows just because I care about them. I want them to get better sleep. You could do the same thing for yourself, and I'm telling you, you will be a different person at the end of next year. MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. Start the new year the right way. All right, we're talking about stupid laws. I mean, abjectly silliness. In New York State, it is now against the law to take a selfie with a tiger. First of all, where can I find one? Secondly, how do I know he's not going to eat me? Thirdly, why would I be so dumb as to get next to him and say, here, take my picture? But somebody wrote that law, came up with it, and now there's going to be regulators. Oh, well, we're searching your Instagram feed there, Mr. McCullough, and we found you took a selfie with a tiger. You are now, you have the right to remain silent. Really? We need that? Massachusetts just opened their borders to importing wine from the outside because, evidently, up until now, it's been illegal to do that. And in California, you can no longer just raise chickens on your farm. You have to have a dedicated, allocated spot where they are, where their wings fit if fully extended. You got to give them comfortable little sweets at the chicken inn there on the old farm. What do stupid laws tell us, the American people, about ourselves? How do they get there? What did we do to produce state legislatures, federal legislatures that are drawing these things up? In Nevada, do we really need a state law to tell our students to go to school and say we're going to take your driver's license away if you don't go to school? I thought that's what getting a bad grade would do, or getting suspended or so forth. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's start with line one. Tom is calling from Colorado, I'm assuming watching on Biz TV. Hey, Tom, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, good evening, Kevin.
Glad to have you here. What do you think about these stupid laws and what they say about us as the American people?
Some of them seem stupid, but kind of make a little sense once you get a little more in depth on it. But I wanted to specifically talk about the driver's licenses with teenagers in Nevada.
Sure thing.
Now, consider this: when a person gets pulled over and gets a DUI, does their license go away? Generally not, okay, because they need their car in order to get to their job. Well,
right.
Some students, and probably more so in Nevada, have to do some traveling in order to get to school. So to pull somebody's license in relation to their attendance, I think, is kind of bogus.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call and appreciate you watching us tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough. I'll address that when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am. Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
CompleteKevin.com.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough is the show, and it's kind of a rainy, wet night, but we're glad you're with us. Wherever you are, hope it's better weather than what we've got. And welcome to Saturday evening. Baldwin, not here tonight. He said I was going to do this in the last segment. I may as well do it now. What did he say? He said he has chickens. Yeah, see the whole staff was we were texting back and forth about this stupid law thing, and different people had different favorites. For instance, the incredible young Mr. Ivan from Puerto Rico loves the chicken story because he did you have chickens running around the house when you were a kid? They just like they are you sure they were outside?
Yes, they were.
Okay, because Because I'm not sure. I thought maybe one was perched at the end of the bed when you woke up in the morning, you know. But anyway, and then our video director, Mr. Nick, he was all taken with the tiger selfie thing. I think it's because he secretly wants to take a selfie with the tiger and wasn't given the opportunity to. So out of the blue, Steven texts in and he says, I have chickens now. My wife insists. What? She insists that he has chickens? I'm not sure what that means. He says they are a great source of, I was looking for protein, vitamin D, no, frustration. But I love the fresh eggs. Well, who wouldn't? You know, good omelet in the morning, I guess that's the way to go. Anyway, so we're talking about stupid laws. And in California, they're now regulating. There will be some dude show up on your doorstep if you have chickens, and he will be there with a ruler ready to smack your knuckles if you don't have a cage that's big enough for the chicken to extend his wings all the way out. In Nevada, they're going to take a kid's driver's license away if they don't miss if they miss too much school. Because you can't have just one law like what they've already got in place with truancy or whatever else. In New York, can't take selfies with tigers. But these are just samples, friends. There's hundreds of these that are going into effect. Hundreds. Nick found one in the last break. In Seattle, people who fail to compost their food waste and compostable paper will be penalized. After two warnings, residents and businesses are going to be fined $50 for dumpsters, et cetera, et cetera. So these are all over the place. What do these laws being passed, signed into law, and now getting ready to take effect here in 2015, what do they say about us? What do they tell us about the American people? That's what I want to know from you. 888-340-3373. What do stupid laws that take effect tell us about us? 888-340-3373. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three, because Dolores is joining us from Florida, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Dolores. Welcome.
Hi.
So what do you think about the fact that these laws are going into effect, and what do they tell you about the American people?
Well, the people that are in charge of running things don't use their heads. They just pull something out of the air. The reason I called you was because of the chicken story.
Okay.
Because several years ago, our brilliant people in Florida voted a law similar, only it's a pregnant pig law. Pregnant pigs had to have a certain space. I mean, it was specific. I mean, come on. Anybody who raises pigs or chickens or whatever, they know they have to have a certain amount of space to grow them. And we don't need laws to tell you how much space that damn chicken or that pig needs.
Well, what I don't understand, I hear what you're saying, Dolores. What I don't understand is, what supposed problem does this solve? Like, is there a rash in Florida of people raising pigs and trying to force them to give birth in a locker?
Like, no, we just got a bunch of idiots running the show. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know, when they run for an office, they tell everybody how smart they are. And they tell you all the good things that they plan to do, which don't have not to hell or beans anyway. But then when they get up there, like, anything that comes by their way, just so they have a reason to talk, you know, they do their thing. What we say or we think, it doesn't matter. They have the position to do what they do. It just irritates me.
But Dolores, we're the ones.
A lot of people, but it makes you crazy.
But we're the ones that gave them that position. That's the problem here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they don't tell you what they truly believe when they're running for an office.
Yeah.
They tell you all these smart, wonderful things that everybody will think. Oh, I'm
so from your
I'm
perspective.
The most wonderful thing I ever walked the face of the earth.
So, good lady Dolores, from your perspective, how do we solve that problem? What do we start doing differently in the future to prevent it?
A good place to start would be close the doors and send them all home. They do more damage than they do good to any state or town or in the country. There's very few of them ever have any brains, and very few of them do anything that's really worthwhile except make themselves rich.
All right, Dolores, thanks for the call. That is one of the outcomes I'd like to have as part of this conversation, is because if we get the feeling that politicians passing a lot of really dumb laws reflect upon us for making really dumb choices, isn't there something we should probably consider doing differently next time? I'm just asking. It would seem incumbent to me that would be what we would need to do. I don't know. Let's go to line two. Gino's calling from the Bronx and listening to our flagship station in New York City, AM 970. Hello, Gino. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm going to propose a new law.
Okay.
This is stupid, but maybe more profitable.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Every time Stephen Baldwin misses an episode of the Baldwin & Co. show, I get to fill in. I get his paycheck for that day. Because then you see how quickly he goes back to doing his job every now and then, you know, instead of coming up with his bull crap about blowing chunks 2 weeks ago, or that he's raising chickens, or that, you know, we should change the name of the show from the Baldwin McCullough to the Kevin and Gino show, and eventually, of course, the Gino from the Bronx show, because we don't really need you for this dopey episode. This has the same feel as the DNA testing for dog poop show had. But anyway, let me give you one example of what New York State has now done.
Okay.
In New York State, it is now illegal to dump out old electronics because somehow or other, electronic stores are now going to have to take these old TVs, these old VCRs or DVD players, and they're going to refurbish them and they're going to sell them to unsuspecting imbeciles like Stephen Baldwin. So there's where the story is. It's who's getting money. Who's getting power out of these stupid laws?
Right, which and the chicken law, which, Gino, that makes sense, because in the state of California, the chicken law, you know what I said earlier is true. There's not just the law, but then the regulations to enforce the law and the regulators. So there's going to be a ton of revenue stream for just checking to see if these laws are kept in place.
Right, and then, like I said, when you have special interests, read that to mean Chamber of Commerce. When they have the sock puppets in the Republican Party who are not going to stop Obamacare next week, they're not going to even stop the mandate, which they could easily repeal because now they're in charge of the Congress.
Yep.
Because that's what John Boehner.
All right, Gino, on that note, we got to let you go. It's Baltimore 4 radio talk show host in a village called Codwell. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, live shot of Times Square. Busy night tonight, even with the rain. So it's good. World's most important city, and keeping pace just like normal. We're glad you're with us, coast to coast. Biz TV in Los Angeles, New York, everywhere in between. Great radio stations from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, and San Diego to Boston. So thanks for being here, and thanks for taking us with you on your weekends. I know you've got a lot of choices, and I know you don't trust Gino's judgment in terms of who you see. Gino can talk smack all he wants to. He still listens every week. So what does that say? I'm not particularly keen on bashing people the way he does. I prefer to have a dialogue. And I think that asking questions like, if we end up with really dumb laws, what does that say about we, the people that elected those that went there and passed those? I think that's actually a rather profound thing to discuss, because I know there's a lot of you that aren't partisan. I know there's a lot of you that aren't even political that much. And you sit there and you wonder, you'll read one of these headlines in the news and you'll go, how did we end up in a place where someone's doing that? That's why we explore these types of ideas, to get us thinking. So we take a couple of steps in a different direction. If we do that, as a whole, we'll be a different country. But it takes every one of us doing our part. What we are talking about tonight is these stupid laws. There's more than 500 really insane laws that are going to go into effect in 2015 from coast to coast. I've highlighted just a few of them. In New York State, it's going to be illegal for you to take a picture of yourself with a tiger. Okay. My life's not greatly impacted. Evidently, somebody's is. But somebody took the time to write that, to get their staff to approve the language, to take it to committee, to get it out of committee, to get it on the floor, to get it argued about, and then ultimately called for a vote, in which sometime a majority of state legislators in the state of New York voted in favor of it and passed it. And Andrew Cuomo signed it. These are professional governing people. These are people that are supposed to be making decisions about the economy and the state of terrorism and what we're doing to keep our people safe. And what are we doing? Passing laws about taking selfies with tigers. 888-340-3373. In California, there's a new law going into effect. You can't grow chickens in a cage that does not allow them to fully extend their extremities. You know, stretch their legs, because, you know, they want to go for a walk every now and then. Who benefits from all of these? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we've got hour number two coming up. And guess what? Stephen heard Gino dissonant, and now he wants to get his say in. So Stephen will join us at the top of the next hour. But I want to know your idea, your thought. What does having more than 500 of these laws go into effect at the top of 2015 here? What does that say about the condition of our country, where we're at, who we are as a people, what we need to do as it relates to governing ourselves in the next 2 years? Because the next major election is 2 years away. What should we be doing? Should kids be losing their driver's licenses because they don't go to school in Nevada? Is that necessary? Is that a law that is required? Your thoughts, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if that's not bad enough, more executive.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.
Pornographic.